Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church and our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our weekly sermon. If after listening you have questions or would like to know more, just get a hold of us, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or at our website, www.otisvillepress.org. Otisville is with two L's. So we're looking at this continuing series talking about seeing sin, confessing, and now repenting. For November 28th. It is from Luke chapter 3, verses 3 to 14. So John went along the Jordan Valley, telling the people, turn back to God and be baptized. Then your sins will be forgiven. Isaiah the prophet wrote about John when he said, in the desert someone is shouting, get the road ready for the Lord, make a straight path for him. Fill up every valley and level every mountain and hill. Straighten the crooked paths and smooth out the rough roads. Then everyone will see the saving power of God. The crowds of people came out to be baptized, but John said to them, you bunch of snakes, who warned you to run from the coming judgment? Do something to show that you really have given up your sins. Don't start saying that you belong to Abraham's family. God can turn these stones into children for Abraham. An axe is ready to cut the trees down at the roots. Any tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into a fire. The crowds asked John, what should we do? John told them, if you have two coats, give one to someone who doesn't have any. And if you have food, share it with someone else. When tax collectors came to be baptized, they asked John, teacher, what should we do? John told them, don't make people pay more than they owe. Some soldiers asked him, and what about us? What do we have to do? John told them, don't force people to pay money to make you leave them alone. Be satisfied with your pay. So here we are on the first Sunday in Advent. It seems like it has gotten here way too soon. None of us are ready, but the clock is ticking and the Advent candle is lit, so here we go. You start putting up the decorations, baking the cookies, shopping for presents, getting a tree, finding those stockings. I mean, that's what Advent and Christmas is all about, right? Oddly, the church, and that is the church with the big C, like the whole universal and timeless church, has a different idea about Christmas and Advent. They seem to think Advent is about preparation for sure, but not the tree or the cookies or the presents or the fruitcake if you do that kind of thing. They think it's preparation of our hearts. Preparation not for Christmas presents and eggnog, but for a small child to be born in a completely, well, almost completely obscure place, Bethlehem of Judea. They think it's about preparing to receive the incarnated God into our lives by, among other things, repentance. That is, making a place for the Lord Jesus by preparing a heart, a mind, a life that has gotten itself in the right way by seeing our sin, confessing our sin, and then repenting of our sin, that is, changing our behavior and choices to reflect God's ways, not ours. Repentance, some have suggested, means making a 180-degree turn, essentially a complete turnaround in our behavior and choices. It's exactly what John the Baptist suggests in today's scripture reading. And the story of John's call to repentance is a big deal in Advent. But here's the thing. Did you notice what John says about repentance? It is the process of showing that you have actually changed. When people ask about repentance, he told them to do what Jesus says characterizes sheep in Matthew 25. Fascinating. He says, if you have two coats, give one to someone who doesn't have any. If you have food, share it with someone else. What? The kind of sins I like to repent of are like calling someone who is a national politician an idiot, or get caught lusting after an extra donut, or lusting after a Lamborghini and the blonde in the passenger seat, to whom I am married, by the way. You thought you had me there. I'm not sure that those are good examples of what we often think of as sin, but evidently, John seems to think we will know a sin when we see it. But repentance, he makes very clear, is all about what we do when we realize we have sinned. It has everything to do with our actions. about how I go about changing. In fact, when the tax collectors ask, he tells them not to overcharge people, not to cheat people out of what they have, what they need, what God has placed in their lives, that is their stewardship. And what does he tell the soldiers? Don't be bullies. Don't press people for money. Live on what you're paid. In other words, act like God's people. When it comes to the big Ten Commandments, John seems to think that for most common people, the big sins are about our self-centeredness, our focus on our inward desires, instead of seeing what God has given us and the opportunities we have to use it to God's glory. Yes, we have to see sin in order to confess it and admit our guilt. And having confessed it, we have to make changes in the way we are thinking and functioning. And John makes clear that then we ought to be making repairs. So if you've hurt others, or if you have taken God's gift to use for yourself when you know you were supposed to share it, you need to get to work fixing that. And not just as an individual, but as a family, as a church, as a community. Repent, John said, and doing so, be ready for the arrival, that is, the advent, of the child in the manger, God's own Son. So, repent. Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's podcast. We appreciate you tuning in. If you have questions, like I mentioned earlier, if you have ideas, things that you'd like to add to the podcast or you'd like to hear, let us know.